Elizabeth Halverson was bitten by the Olympic bug around the age of 7 when she watched the 1976 Winter Games in Innsbruck, Austria on television. It was at that time she decided she wanted to be in the Olympics. Her parents were both Norwegian and took her skiing on a regular basis. Elizabeth says she became a pretty good skier growing up in New Jersey, but that the speed of downhill at a race camp she attended scared her. Even so, she ended up becoming an instructor, and at the age of 15 became the youngest national ski patroller in the United States. Early ski racing in Switzerland was done primarily by dairy farmers on the slopes that served as summer grazing grounds. Their families used the bells, each with its own distinctive sound, to cheer them on. The bells made their first Olympic appearance at the 1994 Games in Lillehammer, Norway.
I have the goat bell and the cowbell. I'm not musically inclined, but you could make a lot of noise.
After college, Elizabeth Halverson spent most of her time as a self-described ski bum in Utah before going back to school for her master's degree. The idea of selling the bells hit her while working as a marketing consultant for the Norwegian Trade Council, and she became the official supplier of Salt Lake City Olympic logo cowbells.
The bells were actually the most popular item during Lillehammer in 1994, and having been a ski bum in Salt Lake and knowing about the ski industry, it just sounded like so much fun, and I thought, oh, I can start this business. I can do this. And we did. We were the number two most popular item during the Salt Lake Games.
By this time, Halverson had given up her dream of competing in the Olympics, but the bells kept her connected to the Games.
I just love the Olympics, the spirit of the Olympics. It's just so much fun to cheer on the athletes. The cheering and the ringing of the bells is a way to help them before. They feel us cheering them on.
Elizabeth Halverson has an easy laugh and a bubbly personality. She's driven in her quest to cheer on the athletes and have a good time. But when dressed in wild colors, with a hat topped off by cow horns, she becomes the bell lady.
Woo! The Olympics! Our whole concept of our business is happy people having fun, because life's too short to be grumpy.
Reporting from Turin, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.